A few years after bleeding edge prop designer Kip Polly and his company Pale Knight rocked the animatronic world with the Transworld debut of their famous Asylum door prop, many home haunters are now creating their own versions of this legendary illusion with a variety of commercially available videos showing creatures, maniacs, or zombies trying to fight their way out through the window of the video screen. Whilst perusing the variety of zombie breakout videos available, home haunter John Farmer was reminded of one of his favorite movies from his teen years, Return of the Living Dead, particularly the opening scene in which the first zombie is accidentally released from its containment vessel along with a blast of toxic chemical gas. Since John's own haunt contains some zombie scenes, he ran with this idea and formulated a prop that combined elements of the asylum door and the classic monster in a box prop that paid tribute to this classic scene.
Hey, these things don't leak, do they?
Leak? Hell no. These things were made by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, fuck!
On appearance, the zombie containment chamber is a rusted, refrigerator-sized steel cabinet with a dark window at face height, a light fixture over the window and a vent grill below, and a separate monitoring console on a pedestal next to it, displaying a moving video readout with lots of science-y looking cool stuff. Upon activation, the panel's display changes to a medical readout, and the window illuminates to show the face of a zombie who becomes agitated and starts beating and clawing at the glass. The door lamp flickers and the entire cabinet starts shaking and rocking as alarms go off. The display panel reboots into an emergency diagnostic mode and fog streams out through the vent. John constructed the cabinet from quarter-inch plywood and a 2x2 wood frame. An opening in the front sheet of plywood just fits a 24-inch flat television screen, and a small vent in a cutout at the bottom of the chamber hides the fog machine. He trimmed it out and added half-inch wood plugs to look like rivets and painted the entire cabinet with a base coat of gray primer and a generous dose of brutal rust. He then mounted a plexiglass window with foam weather stripping between the cabinet and television to protect the screen and prevent any light leaks. The television assembly is held in place with metal strapping and screwed to the framework. The control console was made from a plywood base, a 4x4 post, and a thrift store computer monitor which was painted and aged with more brutal rust. The videos for the control readout and the zombie are played via two solid-state video players and triggered by a mat switch. The main video contains a hidden tone that is sent to a decoder. The decoder triggers one relay controlling the pneumatic solenoid, which actuates the two cylinders rocking the chamber, and another activates the fog machine, which simulates the release of toxic gas through the vent. Total construction time was approximately 16 hours over several weeks. Total cost is somewhere in the neighborhood of $650 to $700. You can peruse his putrefying prisoner on his YouTube channel, John F3. That's J-O-N-N-F like Farmer 3. Just search the term zombie containment chamber. Excellent work, John. Our delight for this decomposing detainee can barely be contained. I am not worthy.
Podcast.
Haunting Halloween and horror.